You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Now on to music. If you have not been waiting for Frank Ocean's first new album in 4 years, you probably know someone who has. Or maybe you, like me, just saw Twitter go bananas when Ocean dropped his new 45-minute-long video album called Endless. So what's with the musical mini-movies? Are they making any money? Turns out, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Frank Ocean's new album is great. What could I do to know you? But his video is no Lemonade, Beyoncé's 11-chapter operatic production. They don't love you like I love you. It's pretty simple, actually, black and white, showing Ocean slowly building a staircase. Whether videos like these are simple or complex...
Certainly money is being made on them.
Larry Miller is professor of music business at NYU.
In general, those productions are being funded by advances from one or another media platform on which that artist is offering an exclusive window of release.
And this year, it's often been streaming services laying down money. Tidal, Apple Music.
As a way to differentiate those services from their competition.
So as much as epic music videos are about artistic vision, they're also about the current state of the music industry. While they're exclusive, videos and albums attract subscribers. Once they're freed to the internet, videos attract eyeballs. And today, eyeballs mean ads, and ads mean money.
Once upon a time, videos really didn't generate any revenue at all. They were really seen as purely promotional.
Sirona Elton is associate professor of music business at the University of Miami.
But now I think any company that spends any money on making any kind of music video content views it as something they intend to make revenue back from very directly.
Also, music videos don't have to cost that much to make. Frank Ocean's mini movie, which he directed himself, is him in a warehouse. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.